Nair's all fucked up and stupid and cunty and it wants to die.
Yeah. We're recording, by the way.
Oh, podcast time. Time for a podcast. Podcast time, motherfuckers. Let's podcast.
That is our intro song from now on.
Yeah. Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike, and Cody.
I didn't even get the same old name. It's fucked up, bruh.
That is pretty fucked up.
We got so many superhero movies.
We have a lot of them.
Did you see the picture of Paul Rudd and what's her fuck and new Ant-Man stills?
Ant-Man and Wasp stills?
Ant-Man and Wasp stills?
Yeah, son.
What's her name from Lost?
I don't watch Lost.
Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline Lilly. Not a piece of shit. Lost watcher.
Whoa.
What's up,
sir?
I'm feeling feisty today.
First couple of episodes were good, or, you know, first couple of seasons were good.
Oh, I was like, that shit went on for like 12 years. I hope more than the first couple episodes were good.
I enjoyed all of it myself, but, you know, whatever.
I never finished it.
Yeah, you didn't. You fuck.
First.
First stop in the comic book movie slate for this year of 2018. Marvel's Black Panther.
I'm really excited to see Marvel's Black Panther.
Yep. I have tickets.
I don't.
Nope.
I could.
You could.
But I don't.
I have one extra ticket.
Probably going to take it.
You should go, Mike. You should go.
Yeah, but my wife wants to see it.
Does she, though?
Yeah.
Does she, though?
I don't know. She might not.
Yeah, you know why she doesn't.
You can go with him and then her. It's possible.
It's true.
What time is it? It's a 7 o'clock?
7
or
o'clock.
10? Yeah, that won't work.
He went super early.
Man, you a bitch.
Why'd you go super early on this one?
10 o'clock was not working.
Like,
when I pulled it up, no matter what, 10 o'clock shows, not like tickets aren't available. So I was like, I'm going 7 o'clock. Fuck it. I ain't waking out.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that. Fuck it.
So you're going? All right, cool.
Nah.
You'll probably still be at work.
You're still be at work.
Fuck me.
I'll still be at work, definitely, yes.
Yeah, because you're a bitch. Give you a month advance notice. You can get one day off. Work in the morning.
You know that I can't just... I don't know.
You can. You just won't.
I just won't, exactly.
Because you hate change.
Not for a movie. I won't take a day off for a movie.
No, not a day off. You switch to the morning shift.
Yeah, but that'll fuck his whole week up.
Well, you know.
He won't know what to do.
One goddamn week.
1 week all fucked up, man.
Then my workout gets all fucked up.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Workout.
Make sure when you get ready to leave, that excuse bucket, don't trip over the lid.
Yeah.
Well, it's on this side, my left side. I leave out the right.
Okay,
so I'll just leave it here for you.
What, I don't need excuses. I'm seeing it.
What do you want to see out of Marvel's Black Panther? What's like, is there anything specifically that you're like, I hope this happens or this happens?
Not specifically. Not really, no. I mean, I just want to see motherfuckers punch other motherfuckers. I want to see a guy with a sonic cannon shoot things.
Out of his hand?
Yep. Well, out of where his hand was, where it transforms out of it. It
opens up like a fucking Optimus Prime gun.
I want to see Scarred Creed fuck some bitches up.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, I want to see Creed win.
Well, Creed's not going to win, so.
I want Creed to win.
Pretty sure Creed doesn't win. Creed may not die, but I don't think he wins.
I hope he wins.
He doesn't win.
I want the bad guy to win in some Marvel movies.
That would be weird.
Sometimes they kind of do.
No, they never have.
You know.
They have little wins throughout.
Yeah, I want a big W.
Little wins.
Little wins.
I just decided this right now. In Infinity War, I want What's-His-Fuck to win.
Well, he's in both of them, so he kind of wins the first one, I'm thinking.
Well, I want him to win both. I want him to destroy the universe, and that's why everyone has to start over.
Sort of. He does something so bad that they have to use time travel to go back to stop it. Spoiler alert.
Dang. Don't wave your hand in front of me like a Jedi.
They go back and prevent Edward Norton from becoming the Hulk?
Maybe. But, maybe. I mean, he doesn't exist in
Eric
this, so.
Bana becoming the Hulk would be the better move.
Whoa. It wasn't supposed to be that jumping off point.
Yeah, they're like, no, that wasn't us. That was a different Hulk.
That was Ang Lee's Hulk.
You wanna fight a bad guy made of electricity? Okay.
Okay. This is a comic book
Work
movie.
For Spider-Man 2.
I don't think it did.
No.
Oh, that's right,
not when they don't make a Spider-Man 3.
I mean, it worked for that movie.
Did you hear the rumors that Spider-Man's going to be in Venom?
Oh, it's not just rumors, sir. There is all sorts of shit. That Carnage is the bad guy. Yeah, that Carnage is the bad guy.
Was that dude from Rogue One is Carnage, right?
Diego Luna?
No, the other guy.
Yeah.
The turncoat bad guy, whatever.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now.
The rapper dude. Not in Rogue One, but in real life, he raps.
That rapper dude.
What the fuck is his name, man?
Can't the even one think that character that you're even talking about.
The one that Forrest Whitaker sent his giant octopus thing.
He was
on.
The bad guy. He was, or he was the pilot that they freed from the cell, and he was all cray cray.
Oh, okay.
He's also in the Night of that show, or not the fuck. Night of the what was that HBO show? That
it's
was
really weird. Good. I guess I was also thinking Carnage is usually played by a redhead.
A white?
Can be, but...
Is that what you're going to say? A white?
Doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. No, a redhead. And I was trying to think of a redhead in that movie, in that general
Riz Ahmed?
Odd description.
Yeah, that's him.
Right? He's Carnage, right?
He plays, yeah. He's supposed to be. We don't really know just yet. They haven't released all the character names yet.
He was in the OA.
He was in the OA.
Oh, no. He's playing... Wait, who's Carnage?
Depends which version they go with.
Is it Carlton Drake?
That's one of them.
Then he's Carnage. Did you know Woody Harrelson was in that shit?
Yeah.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. Now I'm twice as excited.
Twice as excited.
Fuck.
Sir, rumors that he's cut out of the Solo movie.
You fuck your face.
Yeah.
I'll quit.
This show?
The Solo movie.
Oh, you won't. You just fucking
no, I'm still
Star
watching.
Wars nerd. Yeah.
Nerd.
Jenny Slate's in it. That's weird. Why is she in it?
She's cool, an actress.
I think she plays the love interest.
She was good in The Night Before. She Home Alone me.
She Home Alone me.
Who else is in this shit?
What's the next movie in our list?
So, following Black Panther.
We done talking about Black Panther?
I mean, you diverted
you
away from it.
You went
so.
All the way away from it.
Well, you asked me one question, and then no one else got the answer because you started talking about random shit.
And then we ended up on Venom movie, which I'm pretty sure is not coming out this year.
Next year, yeah.
Next year. There we go.
Well, I heard news that Tom Holland was going to be in it, so I got excited.
Actually, the news wasn't that Tom Holland was going to be in it. The news was that a Spider-Man appears in it.
What?
I doubt that they're going to have Tom Holland in it. At all, because this isn't supposed to tie to the MCU.
The shit, man! I'm so confused.
I guarantee you, it's literally just going to be mentions of Spider-Man.
To be 100%,
maybe
fair,
some pictures of him.
I didn't read the article.
You just saw a picture of Tom Holland saw, Spider-Man,
yeah, and something to do with Venom. So I was like, oh, they must be in it.
TLDR, Mike.
Yep.
Too long. Didn't read.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know internet stuff.
I know internet stuff. He's like, that's where I go to masturbate. And shop online. Same timesies.
TLDW. Didn't.
So we'll go along with Mike's question back to the actual question. Is Joseph, what do you want to see happen? What's one thing you want to see go on in the Black Panther movie?
I'm not honestly a fan of the character, so I don't know backstory a whole lot.
You're not a fan, or you're unaware of the character?
No, I'm aware that the character exists.
Yeah, but you're unaware of the character.
So I don't, not a fan, because I don't really know much about the character.
That's why he doesn't want to go see it.
So I will go see it.
Just kidding.
But as far as like wanting to see stuff in it, as long as it's a good movie, that's all I want. That's it.
All right, Michael.
I don't know anything about Black Panther other than movie stuff. I've never read a Black Panther comic book.
Well, you'll get a little bit of this, but you don't really have to know much because they're kind of like not going to go through all of his back history because it's very sordid.
You have any Black Panther comics?
No. Well, yeah, I do, but like not like I can hand you right now. They're going to be in there.
Oh, no. We don't talk about there.
Nope.
It's Narnia for all we know.
No, that was never a closet. Wardrobe. And a phone booth, right?
Don't look at me.
There's a phone booth and a painting.
I thought wardrobe
only
meant closet
the first one.
Over what? There. That's why I was in a closet.
What?
Huh?
The wardrobe, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was actually from the movie.
Yeah.
Because I didn't read the books yet. Is that they went through a wardrobe.
In a closet.
No.
No, wardrobe.
Technically.
Wardrobe is an actual, like, standalone cabinet.
Like that. That's a closet.
It's pretty much closet.
A wardrobe is more like an armoire for clothes.
Oh, you fancy bitch.
Oh, man. He just got fancy
you don't bitch.
You own any armoires? My parents own, like,
he
two.
He can't even say the word armoire.
Armoire.
My parents have owned, like, three armoires.
Your parents owned? French?
No.
Owned?
We had one. Well, they own two now. Okay. One is our computer armoire.
Mm.
And another one is where my
parents... computer desk has doors. That's what that means.
And another one is where their TV is in their closet. Or a closet room.
Listen up. Here's the thing about...
It's a movable closet.
About the Black Panther. I want to see it because it looks awesome. But, like I said, I don't know anything about the character at all other than what we've seen in the movies.
Good. Guess what? You're about to learn, son.
I'm about to learn today.
You'll learn today. Not today. If we go see it today, then yes. But, I mean, not today.
Yeah. But there's nothing... There's weird because, like, I want to see... like just a bunch of cool shit, and I want something that's like surprising. I want like a crossover character, because you know, like every Marvel movie has one of those characters.
Bucky?
Yeah, because he's confirmed, right?
Yeah.
So, because he's like in.
Don't we also see Cap?
No, Cap's not supposed to make his reemergence until Avengers. We'll get there in a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, and Black Panther introduces him. See in the trailer.
Well, he shows up because he shows up with part of the team, because he was scouting for others, I think is what it was, something like that. And so he shows up when there's danger, and he goes to save him and stuff. He shows up and messes up What's-Her-Face, one of Thanos's generals.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a whole spear thing. Goes to spear, you can see him in the silhouette, catch it, or in the shadow, catch it.
Mm.
He's like, not today.
Not today.
How long I spell big dick?
But yeah, so there's nothing in particular. I was just wondering if you knew anything, or
I've been trying to stay away from like spoilery stuff.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's not really working so well. I haven't watched any of the TV spots.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't watch regular TV, so it doesn't really pop up very much.
Yeah. True.
And Marvel doesn't really do ads on like YouTube or like any of those until way later. Actually, I don't watch any ABC shows. I wonder if they probably show up on there.
Oh.
Since ABC's Disney and all. Anyways, up next is Fox's New Mutants, or Disney's New Mutants, determining how we want to actually say that, on April 13th, 2018. This one's a little different. So this takes place in the Marvel, the X-Men universe, the one that Fox has cultivated over so many movies. But they're taking a slightly different approach with this particular movie.
Okay.
They're making this a horror movie.
I thought that got pushed back.
I did. This is the... I don't know. This is... I think this is the... April is now... Because it's swapped with Deadpool, right? Technically?
I don't know.
Or is Deadpool June still? I don't remember. I can look it up. Doesn't matter. It still comes out this year. But yeah, so it's going to be a little different than everything else we've seen. When it comes to traditional X-Men superhero type movies.
What's the plot? What do we know much about it? Because, again, it's another property that I'm not really that into.
So the biggest thing is the New Mutants, who are the next generation of mutants. A lot of them have to do with mystic powers and things like that. So not much telekinesis and stuff like that. More of the moving or the, you know, manipulation of matter and stuff like that. But it's set in an insane asylum.
Oh wow!
That they've been locked up in and told and convinced that they are insane. Okay. And one of them breaks loose. We don't know which one yet, and starts to murder the others.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And other, not just them, but other people in the nut house as well. From that's what I read last time. I don't know if there's anything really on here.
That does sound like that is a major departure from previous stuff that they've done.
For sure.
It'd definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
might be the first X-Men movie I see in a while.
It's going to be interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Very bizarre choice, I guess you could really say.
Any big name actors in there?
Or is Macy Williams from Game of Thrones, isn't it?
Oh.
Just plays Wolf's mane.
Stick him with the pointy end?
Yeah.
Mike wouldn't get that, but no. Whatever.
First season?
Yeah, but depends on how you far watched first you got.
Season? Oh, you watched first episode.
Of?
Game?
Yeah.
You watched first season or episode?
Season.
Oh, yeah, so pointing, and he knows what it is. That was the first season.
Okay.
He doesn't remember, probably, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck your face. How about that, pal?
You say pal?
Which one is Macy Williams?
I don't remember. Macy Williams? That's that chick that sings that, yeah. That song. She was in Spider-Man for a minute. I think that was Macy Williams, right?
Nope.
Pretty sure that's Macy May.
Macy Gray.
Macy Gray is where it is. Anyways, so I don't really know what to expect from this. It's technically a spinoff of the X-Men.
Do we have
universe.
A rating on it, too?
No.
You know what I expect? Trash.
Fair enough.
I expect it
Know if it's... I mean, I can't say I expect it to be good.
Right.
I expect it to be trash.
But I have a feeling Mike expects it to be trash.
Probably.
Will you go see it?
Nah.
No, not at all.
Not even if you look at it.
What happens if you hear it's good?
That's what I mean.
Logan.
Because
technically Logan's an X-Men movie.
That is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but like that was like special circumstances.
Oh,
because
was
they
it?
Played Johnny Cash in the...
No, because it was it was supposed to be the best part of the X-Men movies going away forever. Like it was his swan song, you know what I mean? Like
Swan song.
Swan song. But I don't know. Because that seems more like a... Not traditional, because it's supposed to be a scary movie, but it just seems more like an actual X-Men movie, and until they completely reboot the whole goddamn thing, I'm not going to watch any more X-Men movies in theater.
Well, then I know your answer to the last movie we're going to talk about.
What?
Don't worry, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Next up, May 4th, 2018, Marvel's Avengers Infinity War.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Well, way to jump in. So obviously, we've talked about this on here
a little bit.
We'll talk about it a little bit more because we have a picture to talk about. The first official poster, other than the logo poster, that happened. Mike, did you actually look at the poster?
Yes.
Did you? What did you notice about the poster?
Well, the obvious thing right away was Doctor Strange front and center, most prominently featured.
Yep.
And you're like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just a cool poster. Nothing else crazy.
So one of the things that makes that is exciting about this poster, and I didn't really notice it until I looked at it on a bigger at a bigger time, was actually Vision's in this poster as well. He's actually in the very back of the photo, floating in the air.
Yeah.
So it's most likely before the stone is violently ripped from his forehead. I don't know how far ahead that is, but...
Fuck, there it is. Jesus. Looking for this thing. So when you texted us this morning about it and you showed us the picture,
yep.
Obviously, to me, it... You mentioned it, but it looked like it'd be part of a longer picture, a bunch of posters that are going to be connected together. And to Mike's point, it's really weird to me that Doctor Strange is not front and center, but
oh shit, Ant-Man's on there too.
He's more centered. Yeah, he's right there on Spider-Man's shoulder.
First time I look at it on a larger screen. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was weird, which means to me that he's going to have a bigger role in this movie, which
I mean,
he was
featured a lot in the trailer too.
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, with Hulk and Tony, just.
But it's also weird to me that this is the first one that you put out, and it's Doctor Strange.
Yep. It's an interesting group of people too.
Exactly, because you don't. It's not like you have the full cast of individual movies or like the Avengers. Yes, Cody?
Thor has both eyes.
Is it his?
It's his right eye.
Is it? Oh yeah.
Think about the trailer. He's when he's facing the camera, it's
this, the one on our left, so it'd be his right eye.
Yeah. In this poster, he has his eye.
That's true. It's weird.
I wonder if it gets fixed.
How would that happen? Well, yeah.
I mean, Doctor Strange is saying in front of
himself. Strange and all this. It's definitely.
He's a doctor. He's going to do that whole, like, well, it's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to do that whole, like, Apple thing, but like, hold on, I'm better at this now. Eyeball.
But you don't have, like, you have two of the Guardians of the Galaxy. You don't have the rest of them, you know. You have Tony Stark, but no Captain America in this one. He's probably somewhere else. Then
these will be all the ones that were in this. Oh no, because Wanda was with them. I was gonna say these are all ones that were in the city, but no, Wanda was technically with Cap in that one scene. Well, mm-hmm. we think it is. It could be a different scene though, when she turns to look back.
Yeah,
it could be a different scene, just be cut that way. But
then it also makes me think they're all facing to the right. Yes. So the other posters, are they?
They're supposed to be all going one direction, yeah.
To the right?
Yeah, so this is
a really weird, like, you know, just a thing to look at.
Well, what happens is all five of them lead up to one thing, and that one thing is the main poster, but these are all supposed to be going one direction. And then the second movie, it's all of whoever's left facing the other direction. Yes, because the second one is rumored to be time travel. So this one, they're looking forward. The other one, they're looking
backward.
There you go.
Interesting.
Yes.
Huh. So I don't know. It'll be also interesting to see who they feature in the other
together with another
together ones, yeah. in the other ones, and who they make the more prominent character in those other ones.
I'm hoping Wong is prominent in the other poster. I mean, dope.
Yeah. Right.
Huh. But yeah, it's just, I mean, you have two Guardians. You have. Well, I guess really currently one Avenger.
Yeah.
Because Vision, technically Vision was with Tony after Civil War, right?
But he wasn't within that group that was at the end of... Who was in that group?
Wasn't he? I thought he was. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the end of Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Because it's
people we see at the end of it were Tony and Rhodes, because it was Rhodes' recovery.
Yeah. Rhodes' recovery.
Yep. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, that's that poster. Pretty interesting little poster.
It's pretty dope.
Michael, what do you want to see happen in Infinity War? We're paying attention to the podcast.
I want to see. I'm looking at pictures of Infinity War posters that have been released. I want to. It sounds fucked up, but I want a handful of big name heroes to die.
They can in the first movie.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I definitely think that'd be interesting.
But I want it to be forever, though. It'd be done and done.
It won't be forever.
And I want Thanos to put his hat on.
I mean,
his helmet.
Most of them have their contract up after these movies, don't they?
No.
No?
No, Tony.
Might as well be Tony at this point.
Yeah, and Robert. He has this and two more listed on his contract. But that means he could appear in someone else's movie, too. Because he could appear in, like, Captain Marvel. Well, he could
easily appear in the next Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to be, but, he had three. This is one of them, next Avengers, and then whatever. He could show up in fucking, Black Panther for all we know.
Mm-hmm. At this point, it'd be kind of stupid to, turn down the money to do this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I get, like, a lot of these guys probably want to be able to stretch out and do other things that are not comic book heroes, but at the same time, like, this is guaranteed money.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so much guaranteed money. Especially for Robert.
And yeah. He's playing it so much, he doesn't really have time to do anything else.
Yeah.
Well, their principal photography for 4 is already done. They finished already. They had the wrap party and everything.
Anyway.
Joseph, what do you want to see?
Explosions and gunfights smart-ass one-liners and...
You won't get those.
Spider-Man arguing with the Rocket Raccoon. I mean, come on.
True.
Just two overly sarcastic people just arguing with each other. It would be fantastic.
I do want to see what kind of little groups kind of form amongst the group amongst them as well.
Yeah.
Like who's who, like who's joining who.
Do we get a full-size Groot in this one, or is he like still the teenage Groot from the end of the...
Looks like he's teenage. Well, he's teenage Groot.
You see him in the trailer.
You see him in the trailer?
Yeah, you see him when they're on the ship, when Thor says, who are you guys? Who the hell are you guys, technically says.
Yeah, I mean, that's all just standard Marvel fare, so that's...
Speaking of that trailer, I watched it again night before last. Oh, no, it was actually... What reminded me of it is I watched the international trailer, which isn't really much of anything, but just has Japanese subtitles and narrative on it. But essentially the same trailer. But what you do, what's weird to me is every time you see Peter on the ship with the rest of the Guardians, when Thor asks, who the hell are you guys? And he turns, it just doesn't look like Chris Pratt.
Like
his face looks too profile? Thin. No, because he turns his head. Just, he looks really odd. I don't know why. Just every time I see him, I'm like, he just does not look like Chris Pratt. I don't know what it is about that. You can play it as long, you know, without the volume, so I don't get sued. If you want to see what I'm talking about, I can probably pull it up too. It just looks really weird to me. I saw it again this morning. I was like, I don't know. This looks so strange.
I'll look at it later, or I'll forget to look at it later. Is pretty much the answer to that, actually.
Yep. Usually.
Anyway.
Usually.
What's next on the list?
Next up on the list, where's my list?
I don't know.
A wee little movie called Deadpool 2 on June 1st.
Nice.
Of 2018.
I forgot that that'd be this year.
Yeah, man. It's our second of non-MCU Marvel movies.
I just want to see the first movie with a different... storyline and different words. That's what I want to see.
A sequel? You want to see a sequel?
I want to see a sequel.
Oh, good call. That was the most Mike answer I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, man.
Really?
But no, I mean,
am I wrong?
Getting into more specifics, it's, you know, how in some movies they take a more different approach to the character.
I want to see what. I want them to Lethal Weapon it.
You want them to Lethal Weapon it?
Yep, I want it to be the same fucking movie with just a slightly different plot.
Exactly.
That's all I want.
Yeah, that's exactly
I don't want you to change the tone. I want to be
don't want you to change the tone. I don't
serious
want to be
and exactly. funny.
Yeah.
With those good characters and those awesome one-liners and the masturbation to stuffed unicorns.
And that's exactly what I'm getting at.
It's going to look
huge. I just
huge.
Want more of the same. This is literally a franchise where I can just literally want more of the same.
Of course, as it should
all throughout.
Be. Because that's what Deadpool is.
Yep. And maybe more of him breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, there's no fourth wall breaking. It's not Deadpool.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, he did it in the trailer.
It'd be fantastic. Mike?
More violence.
More violence?
Yeah.
Than
violence,
the first movie?
Yeah. More violence that leads to baby hands?
Like, I mean, there's not much more you can get.
I think you can get more.
Okay. All right.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. He wore the brown pants today.
Yeah.
Like, there's a shot no, where you follow a bullet through
no,
your head.
No, I want one more bigger action sequence, basically. Of more of, like, you know, at the end where he's taking out everybody? Before he gets to that final battle with Ajax. Like, I want...
Ajax?
Huh?
Who's Ajax?
Francis?
Oh, okay. Francis. I'm sorry, yeah.
Ajax.
Because he never calls him Ajax.
I want to see more of that. Like, the one on multiple and just a giant, long, extended
I think it'll be two
scene.
On multiples with him and
Cable.
Yeah, that works too, but I just want to see, like, one more big action sequence. Than the first one.
Okay.
I feel like you can now because everything's established. You don't have to set up the story of how he got there or anything like that. And so, yeah, that's what I want to see.
Alrighty.
What do you want to see, Cody?
I told you I want to see what I want them to dead. I want them to Lethal Weapon it. I just want it to be the same movie, like just the next day, basically. Like I want nothing to change. I just want to be like, oh, you know, we're gonna continue on. He's now having regular sex, all Burnty style with what's her face, from Firefly.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, all of a sudden, Cable Thanos shows up. And he starts shooting people from the future. It's like future bullet, future bullet, future bullet, future knife.
Fair
future
enough.
Punch. And just more ridiculousness. Yep. I want him to masturbate to something other than a stuffed unicorn this time. Think of another random thing.
So fucking hilarious, though.
Like I want, just like I want something like at it. I want just jerking it too. He's just ga 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 ga. He feels no pain, so he can just rip it off if he really wants to. It'll grow back slowly.
Maybe dick. Oh,
if they I show think it's that. The same size.
If they show that, it'll be fucked up.
The one thing I do want, and it's a rumor that he's supposed to have a taco truck.
That's pretty funny.
His mode of transportation around the city is a taco truck.
Of course
it has weapons and stuff in it.
I love that.
Guess who the driver is?
TJ Miller.
Nope.
Nope, the driver from the taxi.
Yep, because he got fired.
Why?
I don't know, maybe putting his brother in his trunk.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't think taxi companies are that ethical about stuff. Whatever.
I've seen the movie Taxi. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Next.
I've seen Taxi Driver, and I don't know what I'm talking about. This one is on the list because it's technically a superhero movie, but Incredibles 2.
Fair enough. Yeah. It is a superhero movie.
It'll be June 15th.
One of the best superhero movies.
It's true. We don't know too much about it right now because, we haven't seen shit other than the teaser trailer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm down. Whatever. It's supposed to happen. It's supposed to pick up right as the first movie ended, where the mole people come up and they're at Dash's race.
Wow.
It's literally supposed to be right then. So the first thing you see is them fighting the mole people, and it's supposed to go on from there.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
But everyone's coming back for it. You have both Holly Hunter and Samuel Jackson coming back. You have Craig T. Nelson coming back. Yep.
Coach is going
to
be in it.
I want Dauber to be in it, too.
Oh, my God.
Just do Patrick's voice for somebody. It's the same person, by the way.
I know.
Is it really?
Patrick and Dauber, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He's not just an idiot on the big screen, sir. He's also a voice of an idiot on small screen.
Wasn't he in The Stand?
The TV show.
Yeah, that's right. He spelled everything moon.
Yeah, he played... the fuck is his name?
I never watched The Stand. No, that's my phone.
I was like, why is my phone over there?
So I was about to smack you. I was like, he's going to think it's his phone.
Why isn't... No, because I was doing it multiple times.
Because, you know, you got to...
Sorry. Turn off. I get confused because you and I have the same case. It's essentially the same phone, so...
It is.
I was like, why is my phone over there? I want to say he plays the gasoline guy
from
the miniseries. The one that blows up the gas refinery outside the town. Are you there yet?
Nope.
You guys all burnt up?
Spoiler.
Nope.
Spoiler. Sorry. Book's fucking 20 years old, so... More than 20 years old.
Spoiler.
28 him. Years old.
Jesus, Mike. What the hell are you doing?
He's on Twitter.
Ugh.
You
twit junkie.
Got tweets in his veins.
Ugh.
No, I'm still looking at Infinity War stuff. I'm trying to see stuff I haven't seen.
More like bullshit.
Did you find the picture I'm talking about of Peter Quill? When Thor talks to him and you see him and it looks... He just looks really strange.
Mm-mm.
I can pull it up.
Because I'm looking at stills right now, so...
Should be in a still of that
you're
somewhere.
Still in that. In your face.
Ooh! So what do you want to see in the Incredibles 2 movie, Michael?
I just hope story-wise it holds up with the first one. Like that's the only thing, because story-wise, the first one was one of the best superhero movies ever. So I hope it, you know, can at least hang with the majority of that quality. And then obviously seeing Jack go all out. and controlled would be cool. Because I don't know how much further in the future it is.
It's not. It's literally takes place right at the end of the first movie. We were just talking about that, if you were paying attention to what we were talking
about. No, because at some point, though, are you going to see, like, I get, like, picking it up, but I don't know if, like, we're ever going to see Jack-Jack be a little bit older.
In this movie, probably not, no.
Yeah. I'm not really, like, I don't have a lot of expectations for that movie. I just kind of want to go in and enjoy it, but.
I also hope that the, it's just as good as the first one. I mean, I don't think it's not going to be, but, it's interesting to see. I like the fact they are putting it right after, so you're not worrying about, oh, what happened between them? It's like, oh, nope, this is them. And then they struggle to be a superhero family together, that sort of thing. I know what it is about this picture now. I found the picture I was talking about of Peter Quill. He has his mouth drawn up like he's being snarky or whatever, but this still makes you can see it a lot better. See how his face is real long?
Still looks like him to me, with the mustache. The
image, yeah, it does. In the still image, like I said. Yeah.
Just Chris Pratt.
He does look a little weird right there.
I think in the motion it doesn't help either. But you can see Teenage Groot in that image. And the fact that Mantis is with him. But Nebula's not there. We don't know why yet.
Wink.
Turncoat again. Bitch.
Bitch.
Up next, July 6th, brings us Ant-Man and the Wasp, the sequel to Ant-Man. I don't know why I had to explain that.
Thanks for pointing it out, man.
Yep.
So this takes place. So So this takes place after the events of both the
Ant-Man 1.
Good job, buddy.
Civil War,
but directly after Infinity War.
Oh shit!
So we know he survives.
Do we though?
It ends up being a dream.
Yes.
Of an autistic kid looking at a snow globe.
Hospital. Calm down.
And Dan Connor's dead.
And Dan Connor's dead.
Died of a heart attack.
Oh.
After he beat and cheated on Roseanne.
Didn't beat her.
Mental abuser, whatever it was.
Whatever, man.
Speaking of which, that comes back next month, right?
And he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
Continuity errors.
Actually, no, because remember that was rewritten, right? Then they say the last few episodes didn't exist.
I don't know if they... Clearly, I'm sure they're going to address it, but officially they haven't addressed the fact that Dan Connor should be dead.
Fair enough, okay. Maybe she's still writing the...
TV magic.
You know.
Exactly.
Erase.
Remember, we needed a big name. You do, but you don't.
Zap. And neuralize your ass.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming back for this movie, including Peyton Reed, the director and co-writer of the first movie. I guess you could say they're... So, I don't know if she shows up in Infinity War or not. We don't really know. I know she was seen on the set of the second one. But we don't know if she's actually in the first one or not. So, because apparently she's... They bring him... So the plot of the second movie is... He's trying to balance his life between being a father to his daughter and being the responsibilities of being Ant-Man. And Hank Pym and Evangeline Lilly's character, which I can't think of her name right now, approach him for a new job because of his special skills that he has being a thief. And they have to team up together to do this mission.
Is this another heist movie then?
Hopefully. But Michelle Pfeiffer is going to be in it. She plays Hank Pym's wife, the one missing. Walter Goggins is in it. He plays one of the villains. There's at least three villains in this movie. At least three. A weird turnout. I didn't know someone who's going to be in it. He's also in DC movies. So it was weird to me. But it's Lawrence Fishburne. Plays an old business partner of Hank Pym's. He's in it as well. One of the other villains. So, interesting little thing. Same question, Mike. What do you want to see in this movie?
Let's hope it's still funny. And like I was saying, I hope it's an actual heist movie. One of the things that I like most about that movie is it set itself apart in the genre world. That's why I like Winter Soldier so much, because it was a different, it was a like a spy movie.
It was more action-y.
More action-y. And as dumb as it sounds, more grounded. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't flying superheroes fighting each other kind of thing.
Just two dudes punching each other and shooting at each other.
Yeah. That's also why I liked Ant-Man, because it felt like a comedy heist movie more than anything, and I like that cool genre switch. So I hope it keeps
Gone
that.
In 60 centimeters.
That's sorry. Good. That's not bad.
So happy with that.
But yeah, that's all I hope. It keeps the right amount of humor and keeps it being the heist movie rather than like a just another superhero movie.
Yeah. They are going against the one of the characters in it. Her name now, her vigilante name is Ghost, and she's a high-tech markswoman.
Hmm.
Marks person? I don't know how I'm supposed to say that word. Am I supposed to say marksman still? Can I say marksman still?
I'm sure.
Sexist?
I'm sure.
Okay. I don't know if that's a term or not. There's really good at shooting dog. Stuff with stuff. And she's a lady who wears a special suit that gives her ghost-like powers, like being invisible, intangible, and stealthy.
Mm.
And she shoots really well. Marks person. So, I don't know if that's an, I just don't know what it said.
Whatever.
It doesn't really matter. We're going to find out. She's an assassin, basically,
mm-hmm.
who's good at shooting people and things. Joe, what do you want to see?
Pretty much everything that Mike said. So basically just copy and paste. I want to see more of the same from the first movie. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm easy to please with these last few movies.
You are. I would like to see a lot of the same stuff. I do want to see a lot of the... Obviously, he can become Giant Man as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can.
As well as Ant-Man.
Dumb and proven, sucker.
She obviously is, you know, the Wasp. She shrinks down. She can fly. All the fun stuff like that. I want to see a really good balance of both those doing things. Like him erupting through a building would be really fun to watch. You know, we need to get out of here. He's like, well, no other way out. And just bust through. He's like, we're out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously not very stealthy, but...
No.
You know, when you become tall as a building... inside another building. Fuck it, right?
It is what it is.
Because the reveal of that in the airport scene in Civil War was fucking so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
That would turn into a Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
Movie with a bunch of metal camels. Next up, Sony's Venom. We talked a little bit about.
This one's going to be super dope.
Hopefully.
I think.
The nice thing about it is... both Tom Hardy and the director, whose name escapes me at this point, hopefully it's in here somewhere, are very focused on making it the best Venom movie they can make. They're very, very committed to that. Tom Hardy said if it doesn't turn out the way he wants it, they will fix it or it won't come out.
Wow.
A pretty bold statement
that to really
come
bold.
From your lead actor, you know what I mean? So, uh-huh.
Makes me wonder how much control he has over it, too, then.
He's an executive producer on it.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, he's part of the funds. That's what executive means.
That's fantastic. And how many villains are we going to have in this one? Because we've talked about Carnage.
There's supposed to be two.
Right.
Anti-Venom, Carnage will be the two main ones, yes.
Have they said anything about the story? This is the origin of Venom?
They have not said anything about that. But Eddie Brock is not the original Venom.
Right.
So I'm gonna guess the symbiote comes from somebody because that's how Carnage comes about.
Right.
So because
it does kind of jump over a bunch of continuity just to get to Carnage.
Oh, of course, yeah, because it has to go from being with Peter to being with I think Bra.
If it's going conventional.
Yeah. Flash does it first and then it's Eddie, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it all depends, but it's still up in the air if this is completely not connected to MCU, or it has a little bit of connection to MCU. It's supposed to not be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in its own little universe inside the Sony realm. That's so recent rumors are that a Spider-Man shows up. Which Spider-Man? We don't know. Is it Peter Parker?
If they finally do Miles, though.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
That would get everybody off their back.
Yeah.
Because you could have, I mean, people would be like, ugh, but if he's not Peter Parker, he could be Miles Morales and still be Spider-Man. Because, you know, you can do that. So I don't know. Because right now, as of right now, Tom Holland's contract for MCU movies is 6. Yes, 6. Because Civil War was the first one, his movie, Avengers 3 and 4, and then his 2 solo movies. Those are his 6 under contract.
So there's no real room in there for an appearance.
No, unless it was outside. Because if it is outside of the MCU, which would be really weird if it was, and he's still Spider-Man, that is a different contract.
Fair enough. But I don't think it's going to be him at all.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're going to actually get Spider-Man
proper
screen time.
Yeah.
It's going to literally be just mentions of him and maybe at most, like a video playing.
Yeah. Because the symbiote.
Like a commercial or something. Not a commercial, but like, you know, like live footage of Spider-Man fighting, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. We're not going to see that fight. We're just going to see everything from Brock's standpoint.
Yeah. Because the symbiote's very obsessed with Peter and his abilities. So it makes sense if it's referenced by, if they do it properly, the secondary voice of the symbiote that only Eddie can hear.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do. Yeah. Mike, what do you want to see in the Venom movie?
So much craziness. I want to see, Tom Hardy is one of my favorite actors. So I just want him to go full on beast mode on somebody. Like, that's really, we've seen Venom before in a movie, but we haven't seen him done properly. And it's just hard for me to imagine any way where Tom Hardy's involved and it's not badass.
Right. Know?
So just make sure it's badass. That's about it.
I would have wanted to see him in the Venom Squad movie.
Yeah.
That'd have been badass. I suppose they could still do something like that. What do I want to see? I want to see a good movie.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. Like, I think they have the ability to do it, and it sounds like they really want to do it. That's it. Yeah.
I mean, everyone's happy with what they're working with. So, I mean, as long as you can translate what's on paper to screen.
Exactly.
Then we're good to go.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Next up, we're jumping all the way to November. For Mike's next not gonna go see movie, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
What?
X-Men Dark Phoenix.
That sounds good.
Not really.
No, it does not. And it's.
This is still the first class.
It's still the same group of people.
Group of people.
Yep. This time directed by Simon Kinberg.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think they can get anybody else to step in. He says he wanted to take control so he can basically alter and make the X-Men universe the way he wanted it to, because he believes it's everybody else's fault. It's funny because you've been in charge for the last like 6 movies, so
right.
You ultimately have the ability to fire and or hire the proper people, and you so far have not. So
exactly.
We'll see. It's the follow up to X-Men Apocalypse, where she goes essentially full Phoenix at the end of the movie. Spoiler it if you haven't seen it. Don't worry. Don't waste your time. This is exploring that emergence of a new power set for her and a new being, essentially. Jumping right to Dark Phoenix is a bit of a rough rush, but you know, whatever.
They did the same thing in the original X-Men run.
Yeah.
They just, you know, it started going downhill, so let's give everybody what they want. I mean, they kind of did the same thing with Venom in his first appearance in
the Tobey Maguire.
The Tobey Maguire, even though I mean, you could argue that it wasn't going downhill, but they catered to what everybody wanted.
Could have done Venom, they just could have done it a lot.
Well, Sam Raimi didn't want to do Venom. That's the thing. He didn't want to do
Venom. Sony made him do it.
It was pushed on him. Like, he wanted to do a better Sandman, which I think would have been a better, if he would have been in 100% control, probably would have made a better movie.
Well, obviously, yes. But I'm also saying that if the studio was pushing Venom, he could have been like, okay, I can figure out a way to do Venom better than this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's... Because it wasn't like you're not rushing it if you're waiting until the third movie to do it, you know, but trash.
I'm definitely not going to go see this movie in theaters.
I won't see this in theaters.
I actually still haven't even seen Apocalypse yet. It just doesn't.
It's not good.
There's nothing there that interests me coming off of the First Class movie, which I did go see in theaters. Yep. Gave it a shot. There were great elements to it.
Yep.
But
just
overall, I didn't really care for it.
And it has not gone any better.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Took me like 2 years to watch Days of Future Past.
And?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's not good. That's why. And let me tell you right now, it did not get better.
I would imagine not. My whole thing is like I'm not going to throw money at the X-Men franchise anymore. So like at some point I'll catch it like on HBO or something like that.
I think it's where I watched Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's probably on there right now. Yeah, I'm just not, like, it has to catch me at the right time for me to be like, all right, let's finally watch this. But that's how I was with, like I said, Days of Future Past. It looked like trash, and I watched it. And there's cool stuff, but it's a trash movie.
Oh, guess what? Days of Future Past, those few things that look cool, not an Apocalypse.
Yeah.
There's, like, no redeeming anything in that movie.
A little bit of Hugh Jackman, right?
It was one scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just a lot of... It just bugs me because you've had so many chances to just fucking reboot the whole goddamn thing and start over and they won't do it.
The soft reboot.
Yeah.
Same characters, different actors.
It's so dumb.
They're younger now.
Yeah.
They didn't do like an 80s thing where they use the same actors and make them look younger. They literally recast them all.
They just need to either give this property up to Marvel.
At this point, they essentially just got bought out.
Do exactly what Sony's doing. They still share profits with it. They just know that they're going to have more people go see it because it's going to be better done through Marvel. But I think to me, and yes, I haven't seen the last, two movies?
Yeah.
Because you have Age of Apocalypse and Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Is that there's nothing that they're working up to. So every movie is its own thing, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you're doing this comic book type thing, this ensemble thing, and they just can't get it right because there's no clear thing that they're working towards.
Yeah, they're also doing practical effects terribly in these movies as well, because Apocalypse was not well done.
How come DC gets shit on so much, but I don't hear enough... Or not enough. I don't hear the same amount of shit being given to the X-Men.
DC fanboys are very particular. X-Men fanboys are very lenient. DC ones are like, they're like, no, this has to be done this way. And it has to be done our way. And this on all this. But X-Men, they're so... Those characters, they have such low like expectations. Anything's good for them.
It's an interesting way of thinking.
It's the only thing that makes sense to me. Because, like, these DC people, they have amazing books.
It's not even the fanboys, I think. It's, like, the casual moviegoers seem to like the X-Men movies, and they don't seem to like
That's DC what movies. I was leaning towards.
It's because...
But what element is that?
X-Men movies are very lowbrow. Like, they're not intelligent movies. DC tries to be very intelligent, very emotional. They try to put a lot of character development in, like, a real stuff into it, but the normal people can't actually grasp those things. Like that whole, like the big thing about Batman v Superman, the whole Martha thing. People are like, oh, Martha, it's a dumb little thing. No, if you think about it, it's like two people who, you know, love their mothers and were raised that way. Mm-hmm. One lost their mother. The other one is about to lose their mother, come together over this thing. Yes. It's a weird way of doing it, but that's the way they do it. In these movies, there's really no character anything in them. They're flat characters. They're just there for spectacle, and that's what they expect. And that's so the main moviegoer who goes out and sees these goes, oh, that's exactly what I expected. It's just a bunch of pretty colors.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to see a DC movie, there's a lot of this, And people are like, audio. I was waving my hand like I was talking. There's a lot of dialogue and stuff being said that has to be paid attention to. And when you don't pay attention to it, you lose what's happening in the movie. So then it's like you lose what the movie's trying to do. Where in these movies, there's nothing. They're doing nothing. They're just trying to make fantastic characters do fantastic things.
Yeah.
Unlike Fantastic Four.
I can see that argument right there.
Yeah, that's the only way I can think of that. Like, if you go to that way, why do more people let the X-Men movies continue even though they're terrible? Is because the mass amount of people who go see them do not have, they're not bought into those characters more than just seeing, oh, these characters.
Yeah.
You know, none of them care. Oh, it's going to have Phoenix in it. It's going to have this. They're just like, oh, okay, I'm going to go see a bunch of people with weird powers fight each other with weird powers.
Yeah.
You know, but, and I mean, it's like I said, for the most part, most people, like, what they don't realize is the DC movies have been, certain aspects of them, Batman, Superman, been redone so many times that they're tired of it, in a way, you know, air quotes, tired of it. Because, like, it's rehashed and rehashed and stuff, you know, and the only problem with Batman is Batman has done so well the iteration before.
Right.
That it was going to be an uphill battle anyways. But with X-Men, they've continued, as Mike said, to just rehash the same shit with the same people, the same characters, and it's not, they haven't started over and tried to reset it. They're just piling shit on top of shit.
Right.
So you get a giant pile of shit, and people just go, oh, this is what I expect. This is as bad as I expected to be, so I'm happy. It's a terrible way of looking at it.
It's crazy. But it's been going on for, what, 19 years now? Something like that?
Yeah. 99 was the first year, almost 20 years. Yeah, I guess 2000 was the first one, right?
Somewhere around there. It was like 99 or 2000. But yeah, that's a long time for a stretch of movies to be still connected to each other in a way.
I mean, Fast and Furious haven't done that yet. We're almost there.
We'll hit there someday.
Yeah. Fast and Furious 27 comes out.
That might be the longest stretch of connected movies, right? Like ever?
Ones that have actually gone to theater, probably.
Yeah, directed DVD shit. I mean, Disney's got like fucking 14 different Lion Kings, so like weird. 8 different Aladdin movies. There might be 3. Anyways, yeah, so I don't expect a whole lot of that movie. I'm going to skip this next one because I think it was like garbage.
What is it?
The animated Spider-Man movie.
I didn't hear about it.
So it's supposed to focus on Miles Morales.
Thought that was going to like...
No, it's really being released. No, it's being released. It's a movie being released in theaters. Yeah, it looks like fucking trash.
Yeah.
The animation looks terrible.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it, and the animation's not great.
Yeah, so
terrible. When I heard that, I thought it was going to MTV or something like that, some TV. That's your knee. That is your knee. It didn't hurt that bad.
There's that soft spot right below my knee and my shin. That fucking hurt.
Ugh.
Anyways, last up, I think it's the one Mike is... second most excited about?
Ooh. I don't know what this
is. I might be wrong. Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nailed it.
Second most excited about this movie.
Black Panther, Aquaman, right?
Yeah.
Avengers? Or Deadpool?
Probably Deadpool.
Deadpool, Avengers?
Yeah.
Okay, nailed it. Third try. For sure. But I was right the first time. Aquaman, second.
Yeah. Because if anybody's heard me talk about how much I love Justice League... You know, I'm very excited about this movie.
Speaking of Justice League,
yes.
Do you see who might be taking over as director for Flash?
Director?
The Flash movie?
There's two dudes, but I didn't. I just read
the guys who wrote Homecoming.
Oh, all right.
They're going to be directing Geoff Johns' script.
I'm down.
John something daily.
I hope DC movies just keep going like they're going because they're making money and like people seem to hate them, but I'm enjoying them. So I'm like, fuck you, yes. I'll keep watching everything twice to make sure.
Maybe they're going the way X-Men movies are. They're going to do enough money to make more, and eventually people will just be like, oh, this is what we're going to get, so we're going to happy with it.
But they're going to be good, though.
For the most people. I mean, for me. Unlike the X-Men movies, they're not good. Because there's a group of somewhere out there of 3 or 4 friends who believe the X-Men movies are good.
I bet their podcast sucks.
Well, I mean, no one knows because all
anti
it is.
Comes naturally. They all have like the little sinister beards.
Bizarro
comes unnaturally.
Comes unnaturally. Oh, no. That sounds evil.
Comes artificially.
all in their room is just a Care Bear with a pocket pussy taped to it. That was that's from a comic book movie. So or a comic book. So in Deadpool, he has a Care Bear with a pocket pussy in it.
Well, I guess it's better than using two bags of soup.
I mean, maybe.
That's true, maybe.
Two bags of heated soup.
The difference is you can't eat the pocket pussy afterwards.
That's also true. Could. Well, no, I don't think you could.
You can drink the insides, I guess.
Again, I don't think you should.
I don't think you should either.
Don't think you can get that pregnant, though.
No. Well, I mean, he got a fucking pillow pregnant, so.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
I'm a big fan of Jason Momoa, and
yeah, you are.
I'm also a big fan of Dolph Lundgren, and he's in this shit.
He plays his papas.
Yeah, that don't make any sense to me, but I want to fucking see it.
Well, he plays a papa, but his mother is a normal human, so that's why he looks the way he does.
I thought it was vice versa.
No,
I thought his mom was the
Atlantean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, so... Oh no, his dad. Dolph Lundgren doesn't play his dad. He plays the king. Who's his stepdad, technically.
Oh, so his dad was a regular...
I believe that's what it is, yes.
I kind of wish Dolph Lundgren would just play himself, would play Dolph Lundgren and play Earthling Dead or Dryland Dead.
Dryland Dead?
You're like, that's totally believable.
Yeah.
Mainland Papa.
Mainland Papa. Yeah, man, there's a lot... I'm actually really excited about this movie, mainly because, well, the way... Momoa's take on Aquaman is this cool kind of rock star fucking badass dude who's
out
kinda,
just to help people.
Kind of feels like a throwback character in a way, but it's modernized enough to where it doesn't feel cheesy. Mm. So that's pretty cool to me. And the other thing is that little bit of action sequence we saw in Atlantis and Justice League was so fucking dope and original how they did it. That I really want to see more of that. So, yeah, that's why I'm really excited about.
And in Justice League, that was the first showing of any abilities that anybody used in that movie too. Because for the most part, other than Flash running fast, Cyborg being a robot, and Wonder Woman being able to punch things a lot. Otherwise, we didn't really see any use of powers until Supes showed up and started. Just manhandling the fuck out of everybody. Out of Steppenwolf, just like, this guy? Nah, that's not a problem. I'm going to go ahead and we'll handle this real quick. But yeah, no, I agree with you. That underwater sequence.
The way they like took the water away, slammed him down and rushed him back up with it and like slammed him against the pillar thing. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, for sure-sies.
Joe?
Joe, what do you want to see? What are you excited about?
I'm not incredibly excited about this movie. Not as much as Mike, I guess I would say.
There's a lot of things Mike's excited about you're not.
I really just want to see how this movie fits into the whole DC timeline there.
Well, from what they said, what you mean where it fits in?
Well, I that would be a question to you, like where it fits in. Does this take place before the events?
This will take place after Justice League.
So this takes place after Justice League.
Because he's supposed to go. Yeah, he has a suit. So he's supposed to go back to Atlanta because Atlanta? Black Manta.
He's from Georgia?
Atlanta, Atlantis. Because Black Manta has imprisoned his half sister, the king. And a couple other people, and so he goes back to free them. So the majority of this takes place in.
So I'll be interested to see, like what they did with Batman versus Superman, where he has those like flashes of the apocalypse and stuff like that, and things going and things happening further in the future. Obviously, I don't really want him to have like flash forwards or anything, but will we see the what should be coming leaking backwards? And into this movie as well, because we have you have the Flash coming back to warn Bruce Wayne about something I can't remember
about
Darkseid, but it was quick and it was played off like possibly dreaming about it, but it is future events leaking into that technically present event at the time.
Yep.
So I want to see if anything like that happens to Jason Momoa's Aquaman.
I think no. And the only reason why is because unlike the Marvel movies, mm-hmm. where they're not just loosely tied in, a lot of what's happening is the bigger story. Just like Wonder Woman, it's in the same universe, touches on a scope, but the story of this will be separate from everything
else. Right.
So beginning, end may have a tying point to
much
the bigger
like
story.
Much like Wonder Woman did.
Much like Wonder Woman did. But I don't think the story itself, the movie, will be anything involved with that, because it does have to do just with the Atlanteans and their
right.
cohorts.
And you would think that, and that's my, that is really my wondering, like how much it would, even if it doesn't do anything at all. And you just, you, anytime you do that, you focus it more on the main characters of those things, yeah. which would be Batman and Superman.
Which in the, obviously in a solo Aquaman movie would be terrible.
Yeah.
Do you, have out. You looked at James Wan's directing history?
Yeah.
It's very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
How bizarre?
How bizarre?
How bizarre?
So.
That's the last movie, by the way, on the list.
Well, okay. If you're listening, you're like, what the fuck's that got? James Wan is directing Aquaman.
Yes.
So I knew he directed Furious 7 because it was right after Furious 7. He got the Aquaman gig. So it yeah. was like in the rounds and stuff, which like whatever. Furious movies are what they are. But this is where he starts out. Saw. Dead Silence.
Yep.
Death Sentence.
Yep.
Which was
fucking amazing.
Badass.
It was Death Wish, but with movie. The, you know,
yeah.
without the name.
You ever seen Death Sentence with Kevin Bacon?
With the Kevin Bacons?
No.
And John Goodman's in it,
holy
and that kid from Tron.
Up. Oh, God, it's so dope. Then he's got a movie called Doggy Heaven.
Yep.
Insidious.
Yep.
The Conjuring.
Yep.
Insidious Chapter 2.
Yep.
Furious 7. The Conjuring 2. And an episode of MacGyver. The new
the
one.
The new one?
Yeah.
The TV wow. shows.
And then to Aquaman.
That must be
he's
a
friends
dark
with
episode.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I only watched like the first 3 episodes of MacGyver.
I didn't know he directed the original Saw, though.
Yeah, he co-wrote it with Lee. Who
Damn.
Also co-wrote like The Conjuring and shit like that, too, with him. Because Lee's in those movies. He always gets killed. It's a really weird dynamic they have. Because him and... So, James and Lee... created Saw. They co-wrote the first one. They co-wrote the second one. And I think they produced. Lee might have wrote the third one. I can't remember. I should probably, because I talked about him on my other show. But yeah, then they worked together on all sorts of stuff. The Conjuring, Insidious, they all worked on. They worked together on.
Interesting.
And then... yeah, his movie career is very wide, but it's very short. I mean, he hasn't been doing a lot. I mean, Saw was
7 or something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So 11 years ago.
But it's weird.
But look at all the movies he's made in that time.
Right. The weird thing to me that sticks out, though, is that he's mostly known for his horror movies that he's doing.
Yeah.
That he's done. And then he's got this weird jump to.
What was totally the Furious? It's when he got Furious 7, which is what really.
But like, what I'm saying is from there, like, what, whoever hired him for Furious 7.
It was his buddy, what's his face, who did Star Trek 3.
But to be.
JJ?
No. not Justin Lin.
Yeah.
Is it Justin Lin? Yeah, they're friends.
Okay.
And so he when Justin went to go do Star Trek Beyond, he brought James Wan in to do Furious 7.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, I mean, it's weird because it's like horror movie, horror movie, horror movie, Death Sentence, which was this really dark, cool revenge action flick.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of scary movies to Furious 7. It is bizarre.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you start making those, you get stuck. Like, if you make horror movies, you star in horror movies, you get stuck in that realm for a long time, if not forever.
Especially if you do them pretty good, in which case a lot of those movies, I mean, I never cared for the Saw movies, but you absolutely loved them.
Yeah, I love the Saw movies. And even, like, the.
But I like The Conjuring and
Insidious. The first one we saw.
Insidious, right? Was the first movie was really good.
Yeah, they're not great in my mind because a lot of them have those forced jump scares that I'm not a big fan of.
Oh, totally.
But they're not terrible at all.
No.
The Conjuring has a weird. Because The Conjuring is one that's more like, it's some of it's found footage shit, right?
No, The Conjuring is the one where it's based off of Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Oh, okay.
I think they do.
Oh, Insidious is the one.
Insidious one is the one that has, I think, does found more found footage in it. Even though, because that was the one with, that was the one with the house where he finds the film in the attic.
No. That's,
Fuck.
Where you watch the people hang themselves?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
people get ran over with like a lawnmower or something.
Yes.
It's not. No. The Insidious is.
Fuck. What was
the kid? Is the kid who gets haunted by the ghost, and the father ends up getting like having to go to like the ghost realm to save him. Has Patrick Wilson from, he played Night Owl and. Watchmen.
He was also in The Conjuring.
Yeah, I was gonna say he also played Ed Warren in The Conjuring. Yeah. God, way to just make your things even more confusing.
What are those movies called?
Hold on, I'll find it.
Insidious.
No, you are right. Insidious has got to be those ones.
Yeah.
No, that's not the...
But he's in the first... it is him, and it is, what's his name, in the first movie. Yeah. It is him. The guy who plays Ed Warren.
Yeah, it's Patrick Wilson.
It's Patrick Wilson that plays. Is it Insidious Chapter 2? Because I've never seen Chapter... I don't think I've ever seen Chapter 2. I don't think I have, at least. That you guys might be talking about. Because Insidious 1, I'm pretty sure, was the one where he finds... Yeah, because it ends up... They end up moving.
And that's what gets them?
And the box still appears, and he... Yeah, he ends up seeing the ghost come out of the picture, out of the video, and he still dies. So it has to be Insidious 2 that you guys are remembering, which I don't think I've seen.
One of them, and this is a problem, I don't think I've watched all of them. One of them, they enter the ghost realm to go and save the kid, right?
And that must be one of the ones I haven't seen because he didn't do that in the first one.
What's the actor that was in that one, the one I'm thinking of?
Holy crap, are there four of these movies now?
Yeah.
I only thought there were two.
Sinister is the one where they find the tapes in the attic.
Sinister is the one with the tapes.
Yeah, because who's in that one? What's his face? Ethan Hawke, right?
Yeah.
Is that Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, there you go. Ethan Hawke's in that one.
Wow.
That's the one where
I totally replaced him with what's his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Let me see if
And Insidious is the one where they go into the ghost fucking
The ghost realm, right? Yeah. Cuz Conjuring, he is in Conjuring. He plays
But he plays different parts.
Yeah. They're not linked movies. Yeah. Yeah. They're linked only because of who worked on them.
All right.
I'm glad we cleared that up for everybody. Somebody was yelling at us.
Maybe I need to go watch Insidious now. I haven't seen Insidious then.
I don't think you have.
Weird.
Because you were describing Sinister.
I think I enjoyed Insidious 1 more than I enjoyed Conjuring 1.
I could have swore we saw it in theaters.
We saw
Me and you saw Sinister in theaters.
He was supposed to go, but he threw up
on the way from
I got food poisoning Chipotle from Chipotle.
To the theater.
That's right. Yeah. That is right.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I didn't see Insidious.
I saw it after the fact. Yeah. Obviously.
That one wasn't bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did they do a second one of those two?
Insidious? Probably. Or Sinister?
Sinister.
Sinister?
Right? Because that's the one that has the guy with the weird face, right?
Yes.
Like it's a weird, like almost like metal mask or something, right?
Yeah.
Very long. Because I remember the poster for the second one is the person walking across the wall dragging blood.
Yeah, that was the poster for the first one.
Was it the first one?
That was definitely the poster for the first one.
There's a Sinister 2 that came out in 2015.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the poster for the first one and the second one is pretty similar. It's just one kid in one and two kids in the second one.
Anyway. Well, Sinister One was the fun where you drug the hand across the thing. I like that one because of the visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get the blood, and that's the.
Yeah, because that's what really watched.
Here's the one for the second one. It's pretty similar, though.
Oh, dude. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I just remember the opening when they watched that tape, that video, and those people hang themselves, and then one guy's just standing there, and I was like, y'all should turn this off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like now?
I like the twist in it, though. Was like a good little, it wasn't like a great one or anything, yeah. But it was like a clever little twist on it of how everyone got fucked up. Let's wrap it up, fuckers.
Yeah, motherfucker. I guess that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally, where we are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and these usually fuckers just came naturally.
Hey, look, it's Ethan Hawke.